Let's get back to the Morning Edition Song Project. It's the series where we ask artists to write an original song about the COVID era.
I am Madison Cunningham. I am a singer-songwriter, musician who currently resides in Los Angeles, California, and I'm 24 years old.
Round and round this broken rat race, stumbling and stopping on window shopping for love, for fame, for anything that would take me.
Madison Cunningham wrote this song for us called Broken Harvest about something a lot of young adults might find familiar. Finally feeling ready to come into your own, and then suddenly having to put your life on pause. At one point, 2020 seemed to be all lined up for her.
I was going to open for Mandy Moore. I was going to do like my first headlining tour, which would have been super fun. and that would have dropped me into playing a show at Madison Square Garden, opening up for the great Harry Styles.
Wow.
So I think by the time the last thing had gotten scrapped, I wasn't surprised. I was just sorely disappointed and having a really hard time figuring out how to keep my hopes in a realistic place, but also in an optimistic place.
Just say the word, just say the word and I'll give it up, the word and I'll hang it up.
Instead of touring, all that was left was to stay at home and try to write. But there wasn't much to be creative about.
It was interesting to figure out how to find myself in that again.
Yeah.
And to detach like what it was that I was doing from success. Because success is definitely important, but it's not everything. And it's certainly not the thing that really keeps your creativity intact.
Right.
So that was almost, in a way, in retrospect, it was a really sweet thing too. Where I was like getting to come back to square one, getting reacquainted with the reasons that I first came into music and the reason that I fell in love with it.
So tell me about this song. I mean, when we talked the first time, we agreed that you would write about having your dreams kind of put on hold indefinitely. How did you set out to tell this story in this music?
Yeah, when I got that songwriting prompt, which I think to be specific, it was Dreams Deferred, which resonated with me right away. But as I kind of started digging into it, I kept feeling like my approach was too specific almost. It kind of started to get into the territory of maybe being a little whiny and sort of complaining. So I kind of wanted to touch on the idea that we've always had to face loss. We've always had to deal with death. We've always had to deal with failure, mm-hmm. with all of those things. And it forced us all to look at not only the deeper illness, not just the symptoms, but just what's most important in our lives and what we value most and who are the people that we need to tell right here and now that we love. So that was where I got the line, all things fade away.
What do I know? What do I hold that will not fade away? All things fade away.
As fatalist as it sounds, it was a very hopeful idea to me that we were literally born into this reality. That to me told me we're made to face this so we can get through it. So that was my attempt at being somewhat hopeful on the heels of 2020.
Yeah. I mean, do you have friends in your life who have suffered serious career setbacks as a result of the last year?
I mean, everyone that I know has been pretty much in the same boat, just because it was hard to, like, you know, you have the initial momentum and there's no way to continue it because there's no road. There's no, you know, people only tune into your Zoom concert so much. I've loved to see how innovative people have become dealing with the brokenness of it and trying to put it back together. But there's also severe limitations to where even the most creative, I think, come to their wit's end.
You write in the song, when you're living on a dreamer's salary, a broken harvest feels like robbery. And I understand this came from a little pandemic binge watching of yours. Tell me.
I was trying to avoid this somehow, which I've been told by sources that I shouldn't be ashamed, but I was binge watching Little House on the Prairie this summer and into the fall and winter.
Absolutely, you should not be ashamed. Are you kidding me? It's classic.
Well, I grew up on it and I I needed a little bit. I wanted escapism.
You needed Pa Ingles. You needed some Pa.
Yes. When you're living on a dreamer's salary, a broken harvest feels like robbery. What do I do this for if it's just gonna pour out easily? There's one episode in particular where it shows them literally preparing all year for a harvest. And one night there's just like a crazy unexpected hailstorm and then it ruins everything and then they're set back a whole other year.
I remember this episode.
Yeah.
And then it's all over, right? Because it's just one bad storm.
Yeah. I was impacted by that because there was literally nothing that he could have done better. Mm-hmm. So I kind of was viewing like artists as farmers for a second. Us passionately, carefully planting our seeds so that they can grow in time for, you know, the harvest. And then 2020, the big fat hailstorm comes and now what, you know? Again, like I think even in the concept of it being a broken harvest, there's also this like this fresh feeling of starting over.
Yeah.
Even though it speaks about the fractured nature of where we're at right now, I think it also implies that it can definitely be mended.
Madison Cunningham, her song Broken Harvest is the latest installment of our Morning Edition song project. Madison, thank you so much for writing this for us and letting us share it with the world, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me a reason to write this song. Where will I be? The fruit and the tree thirst and fade away.
All things fade away. You can hear Broken Harvest in full at our website,